Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. Faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
Ride with Britt Reed in a thrilling adventure, Torpedo on Wheels. The Green Hornet strikes again. Heavy trucks lumbered along the trunk highways outside the city, moving with their loads of vital material. From a hill several hundred yards off the road, two men squinted through the darkness, checking the lights of each truck as it lumbered off the stiff grade.
Is that it?
Watch as it comes, Mr. Christopher, here.
I don't see any flags.
Nor any lights. No, let it pass. It'll be long. My information is that way.
I've been waiting half an hour.
Patience is a virtue you know nothing about, Corbett, eh?
It's cold, too.
Another talk.
Yeah.
That's the one, Corbett. See the red light? Now.
They wouldn't let nobody close. They said there was some gasoline that might explode. They had the ropes off. Only what the cops would tell me. Gail? No, she isn't here yet, Reed, but... Okay, as soon as she comes. I'll be seeing you. A fine thing. And me with used to be on the police force.
Hello, Actress.
Hello.
I declare you all look gloomier than 2 bits worth of black molasses.
I said hello, didn't I? Now will you go away and... Oh, it's you.
Gosh, have I changed that much, Axford?
You got a smudge on your cheek.
I have. Goodness, I haven't had a chance to look in the mirror.
Never mind looking for your mirror now. You haven't got time.
Why, I have too.
You have not. Reed was just talking to me. He wants to see you as soon as you come in, he said.
Uh-oh.
Golly, you did something wrong?
Well, I'm not sure I was where I was supposed to be.
What was that?
Right here at the Sentinel.
Then where were you?
No place, really. Just up on a hill.
Well, you'd better see Reed. He'll be in a hole. Now, go ahead. Say, just a second.
I can't wait.
No, you don't. Up on the hill where?
Why, it was just... Gracious sakes, Ashley, what makes you so suspicious?
Aha! That tells me. It was that truck accident, wasn't it? I might have known.
Just supposing it was. Now, I've got to see Mr.
Okay, but I'm going with you. Supper and snacks, that was my assignment.
Broken up about sneaking out, Mr. Reed, but honest to Richmond, I was just sitting around the newsroom doing nothing. I didn't have any more assignments than the hootie owl. So when I heard that Ashford hadn't been able to get near that accident scene, I just got...
He up and stole my assignments, Reed, that's what. Holy crow, if I wasn't a gentleman, I'd break...
Just a moment, Ashford, you tried, didn't you?
Huh?
You said the police had it roped off and you couldn't get inside, so you came back to the settlement.
Sure, that's right, Reed. But it's the principle of the thing. I know Gail didn't get any place either,
not unless you call getting right inside the ropes no place. How do y'all think I got this smudge on my teeth?
What's that you're saying?
Do you mind if I take off my coat, Mr. Reed?
Oh, dear, go ahead.
Suffering snakes. A nurse's uniform. So you wormed your way inside them lines by posing as a nurse.
Wouldn't it kill me to figure it out?
What about the... Holy crap! Golly, I tell you...
Well, Gail, you got inside, but you shouldn't have done it. If that trailer full of gasoline had blown up, the Sentinel would have lost its best woman reporter.
Well, that's just it, Mr. Reed. There wasn't any gasoline trailer. There wasn't anything there but just a big hole in the ground. I don't reckon we can print anything because that's where they were keeping people away. But that truck had blown up, Mr. Reed. It wasn't any ordinary truck. It was carrying dynamite.
Kate, it was sabotage just as sure as you and I are sitting here.
Miss Manning's very lucky, yes?
Yeah, she gives the appearance of being dumb, Kate, but there's plenty of brains behind that pretty face.
Sentinel not printed?
And we can't. It's sensible information. That's why that area was roped off.
Poor Axford. He gets hornswoggled.
These days, a lot of trucks are hauling war material. Guns, ammunition, vital food. And this was a red flag job.
Will you explain, please?
Well, there's no mystery about it. Trucks that carry high explosives are required to fly red flags during the daytime and have red spotlights front and rear at night as a warning.
Why you say sabotage? Perhaps truck had accident and blew up.
It was a clear stretch of road, Cato. Those drivers are careful. It was an upgrade. The truck was traveling slowly. Besides, here's something else. Here. Look at this.
Mr. Britt, this is Clarion newspaper.
That's right.
That opposition paper.
Oh, I tell you, Cato, don't you mention it in my ward. We'll just keep it a deep, dark secret.
But what...
There's an ad in the Clarion. The Sentinel refused to run it.
Oh, wanted. Experienced long-haul truck drivers. Gets better wages. Sentinel not run this ad?
No, we turned it down. The Sentinel doesn't encourage job pirating. But here's the odd angle, Cato. Our advertising department didn't get a kick from the people who wanted to place that ad. And yet the Sentinel has the top advertising coverage in the city. Every advertiser wants the Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another angle. One of our truckmen applied. He couldn't find out where the job would be. They just weren't interested in him.
I don't understand.
Oh, wait, I'm not through. The only ones they were interested in were truck drivers used to hauling explosives. Yet they weren't doing any hiring that he could see at all.
Truck drivers who haul explosives? Mr. Brick, I don't see what that means.
Never mind. I do. That's why we're going out tonight.
Tonight?
Pick up the Hornet mask and the gas weapon. I hope there's plenty of gas in the Black Beauty.
A few moments later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. The passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Black Beauty car already, Mr. Britt.
Okay, let's travel.
Britt Reed pressed the button. The great car roared into life. The section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Your information is correct.
Been correct so far, Wolf.
Hmm.
I got it straight. The road race company. They'll be sending out a string of 10 trucks. Airplane batteries in most of them, TNT and a couple of others.
And when will they be sent?
I'll know that tomorrow.
TNT and airplane batteries. Batteries are very important, Nicole.
Yeah. I wish you'd lay off those German expressions, Wolf. It makes me nervous.
Then let us find some place to talk. It is very cool.
Sure, we're going to my office. Save it for them.
Well, hasn't they got plans exact?
Nobody in my office but my secretary. She knows as much as we do. We turn in here.
Your secretary? I hope you would trust her.
Sure, sure, all the way. We go here, Wolf. My office is up on the third floor.
I can tell you.
You're sure of that?
Yes.
All right.
I...
Okay, let it go. That's all you can tell me.
Yes, Hornet,
you
please.
Must know about this, understand? Not a word.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be seeing him later.
gone. Masked. So haunted. I mustn't tell ever. Not... Mr. Kohler, I didn't know you...
I was out in the hall with Wolf. We could see you through the glass in the door.
It wasn't my fault. I never saw the haunted before in my life.
Relax, sister. Maybe I believe you. You told them about the road race job we're planning, didn't you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I had to.
Sure, sure. Forget it, see?
Where's Wolf?
Him? Oh, don't worry about a thing, Miss Murdoch. He went downstairs ahead of the haunted. He's going to follow him. He's going to find out who the Green Hornet really is. Pretty neat trick, huh? Well, Wolf?
Yeah, Cola. That was a fine idea. To get one of that car in the alley, I saw it clearly.
You know who he is?
I think it would be a good idea if you wrote a letter to the Daily Sentinel newspaper, Cola. No one will be sure to see it, yes?
Pick me up around 5 o'clock this evening, Cato.
Yes, sir. Excuse, please, Mr. Bates.
Make it fast, Cato. I'm due up in my office right now.
You recall last night when we leave Kohler's office in Black Beauty?
Well,
I hesitated to speak of it at times, but now I'm more certain. Mr. Bates, I think somebody followed us last night.
Somebody followed?
Well, good morning, dear Eve. You're down kind of late, aren't you?
Oh, hello, Archer.
I've been down for hours already.
Well, I was out rather late last night.
Are you coming upstairs to your office? I'm on my way up myself.
Yes. All right. I'll see you later, kiddo.
Yes, sir. Good day.
Well, let's not stand out in the street, actually. Go upstairs. Seems to have turned colder rather suddenly, hasn't it?
Sandy, you don't look good. Maybe you're not getting enough sleep.
Well, forget it, Ashford.
But you look kind of pale and peaky.
Will you please forget it? I'm all right. I'm fine. He's been doing everything but take my pulse all the way up on the elevator.
Have you had some bad news, Reed? Has somebody died?
No. Not yet.
Not yet? What do you
mean? Actually, I have work to do. I haven't even seen the first edition. I haven't talked with Gunning about today's front page. I have a dozen letters to get off. Now, will you please do me a favor?
Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed.
Oh, now what? I should have traffic lights.
Mr. Reed, heavens to Betsy. Sorry to clear, I'm all out of breath.
Take it deep one and start over.
Well, I was helping Mr. Gungan check the mail, and this came in the Daily Sentinel. Well, I reckon you all better look at it. I never got such a start in my life.
Sounds important. Let's see.
Suffering snakes, yeah, will you stop your handsome shaking? Here, Casey.
See, this is fine. I don't know why Gungan pays any attention to crank letters like this. Actually, listen to this. To the editor. I won't tell you my name yet because I'm afraid of what might happen to me. The next time I write, I'll have police protection because I'll be positive then. In fact, I'm positive now. Mr. Editor, I know who the Green Hornet is.
Now back to our story. Sentinel carried the unsigned note in a box on the front page. That night at Britt Reed's apartment, Cato shook his head mournfully as Britt read it.
I'll have police protection because I'll be positive then. In fact, I'm positive now. Mr. Editor, I know who the Green Hornet is.
Well, that's very bad, Mr. Britt.
Makes a good headline, Cato.
This is no time for jokes. Always when I have bad dreams, is that sometimes somebody find out you're a Green Hornet. You go to jail, Mr. Britt. You get executed for murder.
I've never harmed anyone, you know that.
But police not know it. Police records say Green Hornet very bad criminal. Even murderer.
There's no written sign.
No, but obvious who knows his run. I tell you, we were seen when we leave Kohler's office last night in Black Beauty.
Yeah, too bad, isn't it? Somebody got the lowdown on Kohler and Wolf.
Fuller's secretary talked, but I wonder how much good it'll do us now.
It's impossible to operate from behind steel bars.
Are we going to take this sitting down?
What is different, sitting down or standing up? Pretty soon we are lying down, 6 feet underground. Bad, bad, real bad. To go out in black duty tonight? After later in Central, police will be on the watch every place.
Might as well, Cato. Our identity is known. It makes no difference what we do, does it?
Yes, that's very true.
The Fuller wants to see us. It's obvious we wouldn't have sent that letter to a newspaper where it would be published. Well, we don't want to disappoint him. Here's the black beauty. Hop in.
How you can talk so calmly? Your life's in danger. Please, answer me one question, yes?
What's that, Cato?
Kohler and Wolf know who is Green Hornet. Is that right?
Go on.
It's very obvious what they do. Perhaps they notify police. Perhaps not. But if they offer you choice between jail and helping them with sabotage, what will you do, Mr. Britt?
Get in the car, Cato. We'd better go. I was able to find out, Wolf. Take another day to check it out, but...
Never mind, Fuller. So long as we are positive, yeah? Get the figure on the trucks instead. Just tonight?
Yeah, less than 2 hours.
Mm. The trucks will be assembled at the terminal, yeah?
That's right.
Also, there's a munitions truck that is due at the terminal to unload when...
15 minutes before the rest pick up and leave.
Say, oh, good. We trail the munitions truck. Take over when it stops for a traffic light, and then send the truck smashing into the loading terminal. It ruined that value.
Of course, he comes.
Oh. Now he comes. Fine. We shall be ready for his entrance.
I'm back again. Where's your boss?
Why, you...
Hello, Hornet. I've been expecting you. I didn't want to disappoint you. After all, that letter was practically an engraved invitation, wasn't it?
Sure, one you couldn't refuse. I don't know why you bothered to wear the mask anymore with me.
Just force of habit, Mr. Kohler. Besides, you may be bluffing.
Would you be here? Now, let's get down to cases, Hornet. You're a handy man, see?
Thanks.
That's all. You came up here the other night and got the dame to talk.
Oh, shut up.
Like I heard about you, you want a slice of dough to keep you quiet.
I always get it.
Now, this time it's different, huh? You see, if we know who you are, we can expose you just as easy as you can put the finger on us.
You followed me last night, is that it?
Something like that. We lost you after a while, but we got enough. We saw that car of yours up close.
Oh?
Yeah. Put down the license number. Anyway, Hornet, here's the angle. We know who you are, and you got a little dope on us. It's a Mexican standoff, sort of. We could use a man with your talent, especially tonight. In fact, it's time to leave now. We've got to hurry.
Well, that's it. Tonight.
Oh, you didn't know that, huh?
Go on, Kohler.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we can use you. Do like we say, and I've got some cash to hand. Get that cash out of the drawer.
Yes, Mr. Kohler.
There it is, Hornet, $2,000.
Not bad for a few hours' work.
Not even for you. But before I give it to you, I want
to
know...
my answer? It's this.
Oh,
one
no.
Move, Kohler. Now, listen. Don't move and you listen. The Green Hornet's been credited with a lot of crimes, but I don't want any part of the kind of job you're planning. I'll take that money right now.
Oh, thanks.
We'll make a nice present for the USO. And there's one way to make sure you don't spread your information.
What are you talking about?
Dead men don't talk, Kohler.
Now, Hornet, wait. Now, wait, Hornet.
What the hell? Get at me. Now. Open that closet. That's it.
Get in there.
Now lock it.
It's not
good.
Come, let's get out of here.
No.
Hello.
Now I see.
What? Woman. What happened to Mr. Trump?
Hello? Who's inside? Well, one moment.
Mr. Britt.
Get off. My head.
Oh, you hurt, Mr. Britt.
No, it's nothing. Wolf is in the other room waiting. They've already in case I didn't play ball with them. Then the lights went out and Wolf came from behind. He used the butt of his gun.
They put you in closet.
I was half conscious, kid. I heard them arguing with a woman about something. They were in a hurry to get away. They were in such a hurry, they even forgot to take this money.
Mr. Britt, look. There's woman.
The dirty yellow black. Clemens.
You what?
Wait. Kato, we've got to go.
Mr. Britt, no. You are busy.
Oh, we've got to go, Kato.
Call the police.
Yes, yes, we'll call the police. We've still got to handle this ourselves. The black beauty's fast. Faster than any police car. It's got to be fast.
Clear night, Cora. And here we look both ways, yeah?
Oh, we got both trucks lined up the loading platform.
This is the auto direction that confirms me. As soon as we see the red headlight.
Yeah, that's our baby. What do we do about the Hornet, Wolf?
Simple, Cora. After this is over, you go back to your office, Miss Wong.
You didn't call the police.
So you have captured the Green Hornet. They come and arrest him for the murder of his secretary.
He was pretty good.
They're too nervous. Strain was too great for her. Sooner or later, she would have broken down and talked to the police or somebody.
Well, I guess it's the best way. Too bad the Hornet wouldn't work with us.
Patriotism and a criminal. Still, as you say, he's too dangerous. It would kill us both to keep us from revealing who he is.
Oh, we don't need that license number now.
It seems to me...
Wolf, that's it.
Flashlight.
I ain't got no time to help fix
fries. I thought maybe you could give us a lift to the nearest garage.
Sorry, buddy. This is government stuff. No hitchhikers.
Get him to... Pick up the side of the road and
hit him. I'll tell you, Mike, how do you jump out of the truck, Wolf?
Yeah. The right behind me. If the truck is close enough, I jump. The torpedo on the wheels aim straight at the trucks below. Yes.
Kid, with the car trailing us. Pull up on the left of the car. Close. What the? Take it, Kohler.
No!
Going off the road. Now the same with the truck, Kato, up on the left.
The truck is loaded with explosives.
I know. I can't let it crash. I'm going to jump for it. You'll have to get right alongside.
Yes, sir. Don't let this happen.
I'll take that wheel, Wolf.
That's not it.
Now, we better make ourselves scarce, Kato. Look at those men running up from the truck terminal. I spotted the truck leaving.
But, Mr. Britt, these spies, they know who's Green Hornet.
No time, Kato. Run for it before we're seen.
Well, I'll be. Hey, you guys. Something screwy. This isn't a regular driver.
Dad, it's sure lucky we came along with the cops. Them two lugs tried to blow up that dynamite truck and the rest of them with it. What a story for the sentinels.
Tell us the best way you listen to me. I'm trying to tell you, one of those spies says he knows who the Green Hornet is.
What's that?
Sure thing. I just heard him telling the police. He doesn't know yet, but he says he's got the license number of the Green Hornet car.
The license number? Holy crow, is that all?
Was something wrong?
Something's next. You think the Hornet would be fap enough to have a regular license plate for his cars? It's a phony. That number's been spotted dozens of times. They'll never nab the Hornet that way. Never in a million years.
popular radio dramas created by George W. Trendle are a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet, Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.